Well, I like being a Raider fan because I like cheering for teams that aren't front runners.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up in I was born in L.A. Mm-hmm. Grew up in Los Alamitos till I was five. My father, he grew up in Compton. My mother, she was grew up in Long Beach. So as a son of a father, everything passed down to me. I grew up a Dodger fan, which I hate and loathe, and just hate that organization and several people in that organization.
Mm-hmm. Any names you can drop?
Don Mattingly, Matt Kemp, Jerry Hairston Jr.
Now, since you brought it up, Carlos, and I appreciate your honesty, does this stem at all from the Zach Greinke confrontation?
Oh, yeah, totally. I think.
Now, you got some beef from that because people are saying, oh, here's Carlos Quinn, and he's a big strapping man, and Greinke's this little wisp of a man. But when somebody hits you at 90 plus and then says, come and get me, what are you supposed to do, right?
I mean, it kind of, exactly. Thank you for mentioning it. Come get me was kind of what happened, which they, you know, how media spins everything. They only show really a villain and someone who's being hurt by that.
And a guy with a broken collarbone.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, having spoken with Zach since, I got respect for him. And
it was top national news for a long time. What would the suspension be? And you had people get rid of the guy for the rest of the season. Some people said, hey, it's a fight. It's a three gamer. As it came down as an 8-game suspension, hits you in the pocketbook. So now, after that, to some people, oh, here's Quentin, the villain, right? So some people, you get into the were you treated any differently by umpires after that?
To be honest with you, no. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of umpires who saw what happened,
they understand the game.
Understood the game. Mm-hmm. People who understand the game. And as far as the suspension, I appealed it, and at the time, at that point, with everything going on, the best thing for me was to let the thing disappear. Because you wonder why that's national news. Obviously, $100 million pitcher broke his collarbone, but you look at what was really happening. The Dodgers were horrible, and they had a huge payroll, and they had nothing to write about. So what happened? No offense to the media, no offense to you. Media needs to create something to talk about, and they turned that into what happened. I mean, obviously, anyone getting hurt in a fight is horrible, but it happens when those things happen. If you look at how the whole thing went down, when I went out, I didn't come out there swinging any punches. I didn't break my bat. Mm-hmm. We both collided, tackled to the ground. It was what a standard fight happens when that stuff happens.
Yeah, and this is something I said on the air at the time because I had somebody talk about, here's this former All-State linebacker, and it's not really a fair fight. And I'm like, well, I said very easily, and I've seen it before, as you're in this pile, maybe somebody kicks you in the collarbone and you break your collarbone. I said he's not trying. You didn't go out there and press on his collarbone until it broke. Even when you're fighting, all you're trying to do is punch the guy in the face. I mean, it's not like you're like, I want to knock you out for 6 weeks. And your take on it, because during that, I texted Bake after that.
Well, one thing to say, as a man and looking at that whole thing and I watched the fight, I give credit to Zach Greinke for dropping his shoulder too.
Yeah, he
came at me. And I have more respect for that as a man. And unfortunately, that injury happens because he does that as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he doesn't drop his shoulder and do that and kind of runs and shies away, he's not going to get hurt. But he was challenged. I felt challenged. And as two men on a field in a competition, I got respect for the way that went down as well.
And you said you've talked to him since then?
I've spoken to him. I like to leave whatever we spoke about private. But from what I can say about it is I don't really have any hate in my heart for Zach Greinke.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, you think about it, it was a heat of the moment competition thing. It's just the aftermath of it. And you said with Mattingly was it that you didn't?
And then Kemp tried to fight me in the tunnel.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's part of the reason why I dislike him and what he stands for.
Good thing Clayton Richard was there.
No, good thing that Matt Kemp does not like to fight anyone. He likes spotlight because Clayton Richards was there and he was like, get your bodyguard away from him. I said, no. Everyone, please, I want to talk to Matt. Step away from us. Mm-hmm. Let us talk. Mm-hmm. As we stood face-to-face, he wouldn't make eye contact. And I said, you want to understand what happened? You want me to tell you? He really wasn't having it, but he could have hit me right then if he wanted to, but he didn't. He didn't want to deal with that situation.